Our top national story in in-depth for you now.
We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks.
It doesn't get any more sobering than hearing that from the White House and the Coronavirus Task Force. We brought you live coverage during the evening, joined now by Florida Senator Rick Scott. As you were likely watching or listening, the president, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and some of the others from the White House Coronavirus Task Force, did you have any initial takeaways on the expectations that they're setting for us?
You know, in the end, Rich, it's up to us. If we will go and say we're going to stay at our house unless we have to get out, we are going to, which I know Mayor Curry has worked on it, make sure we have robust testing and we get rapid results so people can say, hey, I've got it. I'm going to quarantine for 14 days. I'm going to make sure everybody I came in contact with is quarantined. Also, if we do that, this will hopefully not be that bad. I mean, my heart goes out to people that are already impacted by this, but I'm optimistic that Americans and Floridians are going to show up. We do have to get more testing up in this state. We are not testing as much as we should. I think New York has tested 4 or 5 times as many people as we have. We've got to get these tests up. I'm glad that Abbott has their rapid test up. Roche has a test up. So we're getting more tests out, but we've got to get more people tested.
So why, for example, the TIA Bankfield Federal site, they're only able to turn out 250 per day. Why not be able to do more if the tests are available?
Rich, I've been asking and asking. We've got to figure this out. Sometimes they say, oh, we don't have enough swabs or vials, or they say we don't have reagents. And on top of that, I've been doing telephone town halls around the state, and people say, hey, yeah, I got a test. It's taking 10 days. I just don't have the results. So everything about the testing at every piece of it, it's got to speed up. And it's going to take federal, state, and local. It's going to take our healthcare system. Everybody's got to show up and do a better job.
Do you see that there's a significant value in learning about this novel virus as a result of the tests? A colleague of ours, for example, from our TV station, CBS 47 and Fox 30, waited 14 days for what ultimately ended up being a negative result. Even if it's a negative result, can that actually help the health professionals to better understand this virus?
Well, I think everybody's learning more. I mean, if you think about it, well, here's what we have to do. We have to, one, get the tests up and get rapid response so people can know to quarantine or not. Number two is we've got to keep looking at what can we do if you get sick and you get, you know, if you're gravely ill, what are some protocols that we can save your life? And I think what's happening now around the country and around the world, we're learning that. And then and what we're all waiting for is we're going to get through this. We will get through this, and then we'll get a vaccine. Unfortunately, the vaccine could take 6 months, 18 months. We don't know how long that's going to take. But what's nice now is if you talk to physicians, people are sharing information out of Europe and across the United States, and we're going to figure out how to treat these patients. I'm very optimistic. We have a great healthcare system.
Florida Senator Rick Scott joins us live this hour, and as we look to our south and see the four-county area, Governor DeSantis was there the other day and announced an effort to essentially put together more of a shelter-in-place sort of posture there. What are you hearing about access to PPEs, the personal protective equipment, across our state? Are we in a situation where we may face shortages across the state and here at home in Jacksonville and Northeast Florida?
As I talk to hospitals, as I've talked to hospitals around the country, just not in Florida, because I used to be in that industry, they have enough right now. They've been worried about, are they going to run out? And so right now people say, I have enough, but I'm worried I'm going to run out. And that what people don't know, and it's all up to us, people don't know is how bad is this going to get? I mean, how many ventilators are we going to need? So it's not just the protective equipment that we need now. We have to get these ventilators up. There was some good news yesterday. The number of patients in the state of Washington have come down. I've been putting up on my website and on my Twitter handle the case growth by state, so you can see what are they doing better than us. Because the way I look at this, Rich, is South Korea, Taiwan, Singapore really handled this better than a place like Italy. And so let's learn and do the things that South Korea, Taiwan, and Singapore are doing so we don't have the same number of deaths that they have in Italy.
Are we at a point where you feel as though the state of Florida should put in place stricter shelter-in-place type restrictions that we've seen in other states to our north?
Well, that's a decision by the governor, and then locally it's by our mayors. But what I believe is we have got to take, everybody has got to take this serious. We can't be partying on the beach. We can't be having parties at people's houses. We have to say to ourselves, we are going to stay home. And we're going to stay home unless we have to go out. You have to go out maybe for groceries and things like that. But, and then I really do believe if we can get this testing up and get rapid results, we're going to beat this thing. And I hope, I just hope we don't have 100,000 deaths.
As we get past it, that's one of the things that I was wondering about this morning as I was getting ready was, is it going to be a day on a calendar? Will we eventually gradually return to some sense of normalcy, or are we able to rip the Band-Aid off and say, okay, everyone can go back?
Rich, I think what's going to happen is we're going to beat this. But I think even today, I did not bet yesterday about this, even today, we have got to start talking about how do we get back to normal. Now, I put out a plan of how to get back to normal. Now we've got to start thinking about what does every company do? You know, what's going to be the standard for going to an airport? I don't understand why don't all of our airports at the minimum say, we're going to test you for your temperature, right, to make sure you're not sick flying. We shouldn't be flying around this country sick and making other people sick. We need to work with our airlines and our airports. And what's going to be the standard for employers? Do people need to wear masks? Do they need to wear gloves? Do they need to work 6 feet apart? So what are the things? Restaurants, what's going to be our standards for how we do business after this ends? Because this is going to change. This is going to change for the rest of my life, how we interact with each other.
Let's figure that out
so we get open again.
With the remaining time we have with Senator Rick Scott, I apologize for cutting you off there. I do want to get your initial take on the president's call yesterday at the White House on a maybe $2 trillion infrastructure package, arguing that now is the best time to borrow given the interest rates at this point. Is that an idea that can ultimately get support in both parties and make it through the Congress in the coming weeks?
Rich, I've said all along, let's get past and help our people who have lost their job. The focus we ought to have right now, we've got to help people that have lost their job get through this. We've got to help our small businesses survive this, because that's the lifeblood of this country. So my focus is how do we help them? There's going to be a lot of proposals. My biggest concern is just like the bill we just passed, there's going to be a whole bunch of wasted money in there. Why did we give money to the Kennedy Center, the National Endowment for the Arts? How does that have anything to do with coronavirus? Let's focus on the main problem. The main problem is stop the spread of the coronavirus and help the people that have lost their jobs and the small businesses that are struggling to stay open.
At the end of the day, Florida's unemployment rate for the last month ended right around 3% or so. What's your fear on what the number ultimately looks like in terms of unemployment in the state?
Which I'm concerned we have, you know, we're a tourism state. When I left, the unemployment rate was down to, as governor, 3.3%. I talked to Ken Lawson, who runs the Department of Economic Opportunity. They're getting a lot of phone calls and applications now. I'm really concerned because of where we are. But the positive is we have families, friends, churches, communities. We're going to help each other. We're going to get through this.
Florida Senator Rick Scott, we do appreciate your time and especially carving out so much with us here. Keep the number handy, and anytime you want to pop on and get an update, we certainly would welcome that opportunity. We appreciate it.